You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
See that intro, you know that Tyler is back, and Adam Studzinski last week could not find it. And it's too bad because our podcast was a second and a half shorter than it usually is. We really got dinged by ad dollars in that one. But we are back, unfortunately. It's myself, Shane Reardon, and Gabe Ramirez at Chicago underscore Gabe on Instagram and Twitter. And I am at Shane underscore Reardon on Twitter and Shane's Meat on Instagram. Gabe,
talk to me.
It's back on. The White Sox are going to be the 2022 AL Central champions. I plan to get a 2022 AL Central champions tattoo this weekend. Talked about that on the Parkinson Spiegel show yesterday. We will be crowdfunding for that on the show today. Not this one, but the radio show. They won two straight, and they're only four back, and there are 31 games left, and I fully expect them to go 21-10 in the remaining 31. Where are you at?
I don't have any tattoos, but I might be on board if we could pull off this damn run. I mean, listen, it's we know what kind of season it's been, but you know, listen, I can say whatever I want, but I'm going to tell you how I feel in the present, and I think it's possible. I think we can do it. And
it's possible, right? It feels better. And I want to spend the majority of this episode talking about Tony La Russa and Miguel Cairo and the way the White Sox handled or didn't handle Tony's health problems this past week. But doesn't it feel like it's a little bit different? Isn't something different?
Yeah, we're actually winning. That feels good against the Royals, like we should be. I got to be honest. And I hate to jump ahead to today's game, but I'm cautiously optimistic about today's game. You know, obviously, you know, Davis Martin on the mound, that's giving me fits. Going up against Sonny Gray, that's going to be tough. But, I mean, the Sox, I mean, geez, you know, they got to do it. So, but I do like the way that they've handled it because, listen, you don't want to, like, I really love the tweet you sent out a couple of days ago when you were like, you know, if you're, you know, check yourself before you start, you know, talking about Tony La Russa. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's like, right, you never want to see the other team or your manager, if you hate them, like to go out because of an injury, so to speak, right? But we talked about this, right? There needs to be some form of some life put into this team, and the onus is on the players now. Like Tony La Russa is gone. All right, it's up to you guys. Get some hits, put some runs on the board. You know, do your thing. You got Johnny Cueto, fucking. I just like talk about getting
five
tattoos.
And a third yesterday. No walks, one earned, eight strikeouts. Yeah,
that's the tattoo you should be getting is a Johnny Cueto tattoo, like some or grow your dreads out or put your beard in dreads. Yeah. That's what you should do to shout out Johnny Cueto. But I mean, listen, don't you agree? Like that, all the pieces are there. Like you feel like all the components are there.
Well, I mean, the pieces and components have been there since the previous offseason, and that's why this season's been so frustrating and so confusing. And why haven't they been able to put it together? And is it Tony? Is there not enough life in the dugout? Is he sucking the life out of everything? Is he too removed from baseball, from modern day baseball? Does he really know what he should be doing? Yesterday was a prime example. Johnny Cueto has gone into the eighth inning, what, five or six times?
Too many times.
But he's in 93% of his starts, he's at least gone into the seventh. Yesterday, even after a strikeout with one out in the sixth inning, Miguel Cairo pulled Johnny Cueto because he saw something. He saw that he was losing it a little bit, losing his command a little bit, got a nice strikeout there to start the sixth, but he pulled him, even though he has been able to go in the seventh or the eighth. Tony wouldn't have done that. Tony would not have had the wherewithal to pull Johnny Cueto before two right-handed batters and bring in Ronaldo Lopez, who has the third lowest walk rate in baseball, but then still walked two straight. Still got out of the inning scot-free, but Miguel Cairo had the wherewithal to pull Johnny Cueto in a situation where Tony La Russa wouldn't have.
Yeah.
That being said, I think as a fan, you can compartmentalize. You can be very, not sad, but hopeful for Tony La Russa's recovery and hope that his medicals clear up, and also be a little happy that he's no longer in the dugout. I think you can compartmentalize that and separate health as a person and baseball. I just didn't want people getting nasty the other day saying, thank God Tony La Russa's got heart problems, take him away from this team. Tanny and I were talking about this yesterday. I'm kind of worried that, you know, the whole assumed stipulation was that if the White Sox make the playoffs, Tony La Russa would be back in 2023 to finish out the third year of his contract as manager of the White Sox. I'm kind of worried that we assumed the problem all along has been him. He goes down with a medical. The White Sox have a great September, end up making the playoffs, and then they bring Tony La Russa back in 2023, even though it's likely that the reason they were able to make that push in September is because his
absence, yeah,
negative baseball acumen as a net negative as a manager was removed from the dugout. You know, that's my worry, that Jerry will see, well, you made the playoffs. Why would I get rid of Tony?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously that's could be a sticking point, but what you hope is that if he's not in the dugout for the remainder of the season and the Sox do make the playoffs, I think that I would hope that there's smarter minds in the club or in upper management in the office that would then say, you know what, Tony, you did your job. We appreciate you. You know, we're going to keep this energy and this ball of energy rolling in 2023. That's what you would hope. But again, there's a long way to go to get there, right? I mean, there's a lot of games you got to win in order to get there.
Probably about 20 of them. They probably have to win about 20 games in the remaining 31.
Listen, we've been waiting for an 8-game winning streak the whole season, so they have to get on that. Like like I was looking at the standings. I think both Cleveland and Minnesota are 4-6 in their last 10 games. I think that's what it is. And the Sox were 5-5. So like if they can just 8-2 get 8-2, but be that way for the rest of the season, that's how they're going to win the division. And I mean it's there, man. And I like the way these guys are playing, man. I got to be honest, man. Elvis Andrews. I love pickups like that. I love guys that really want to play hard. Obviously, Beto, Jose Abreu is just a monster. Just continues to just clutch hits whenever he needs to be. And, you got Gavin Sheets playing well. I mean, Pollock. I mean, it's just, what do you think about Elvis Andrews at the top of the lineup? Like, I just feel like because there needs to be some consistency in baseball. You know, we see it in our team that we play on. You play a lot of baseball. You like to know where you're going to hit. You like to know where you're going to be at. And I feel like there's just so much juggling with this team in terms of the lineup. What do you feel about him being at the top? And what do you feel about like the inconsistency with like the top and the bottom of the order?
Yeah, I mean, you want a guy who wants to play for your team. And when Elvis Andrus was waived and cleared waivers in Oakland, he chose the White Sox. Elvis Andrus had other suitors, but you want a guy who wants to play for you. And he's coming in kind of not aware of the media backlash and fan blowback like this entire season with the team not performing. So he hasn't experienced that yet. So maybe he doesn't have the burnout that these other guys do. And that's why, he's got fresh legs. He didn't play a ton in Oakland. That's why they got rid of him. But I'm fine with him there. I think TA is going to be back in a week or so anyway. He might. I think he made the trip, the West Coast trip, but I'd assume that he plays there would be no rehab because the Charlotte season's over. But I think TA should be back in a week and a half, and then we'll see. Maybe Elvis Andrus is probably your 8 or 9 hitter.
As he should be. Turn over the lineup. Have him there instead of Laurie Garcia or Rami Gonzalez.
As he should be. It just I don't have a problem with the inconsistencies in the lineup. I think it's based off of matchups a lot. I mean, as long as we're not dealing with the issues that we dealt with in the beginning of the season with Larry Garcia hitting leadoff and all this shit. I really don't mind. If a player needs to hit in the five hole to be comfortable, then put a player in the five hole and let him be comfortable.
Yeah.
But it Major League Baseball players are adaptable. You know, whatever's working that day, just go with it.
Let it happen. Yeah. Shout out to the bullpen too. You know, you were talking about, you know, the right move to get Cueto out right there. And I think what you also do is by doing that, Shane, I feel like you also give confidence to your bullpen, right? You let a guy like Ronaldo Lopez come in and he's like, yes, I want to do my job. Like you said, these are professional athletes that can adapt. And, you know, you got Kendall Graveman, you know, Deegan Lambert, like guys coming in that are like, yes, give me the ball. Like these guys want the ball. These guys want to pitch. They want to prove that they're, you know, top tier guys. And when you can let your bullpen handle business like that, like that's going to do you wonders for September. Like these guys are going to be needed and going to be leaned on, especially today. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how these guys continue to play. But man, the pitch has just been great. It's like, I feel like obviously everyone feels like it's a wasted season, but because the talent was there, but it's another thing to see the actual productivity of particular groups. And in this case, you know, the bullpen that's been pitching well, man,